Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If the Knicks lost yesterday, and by the way, the game was, you know, up
Knicks
for grabs.
Down by what, 9 or 10, whatever it was.
As I'm saying, so even in the fourth quarter, until the Knicks were in real control late when they took it over with not just Brunson, but the energy and effort specifically on the boards, but had the Knicks lost that game yesterday,
yeah,
I still would have felt good about them based off of the way that they played. Because I believe that you play like that the majority of the time, you're going to win more than you're going to lose, meaning Brunson being a big factor. And obviously the other guys like, you know, DiVincenzo will get it going for a game, or somebody else will step up for a game. Where yesterday I thought that was the type of effort that I've been waiting to see from the Knicks. It took three games or to the fourth game,
mm-hmm.
and then we saw it. So it wasn't just that they won the game. It was how they played that, to me, is something that I could believe in with this team.
Do you think, and part of me wants them to do this, but part of me also doesn't want to fall into the trap of doing something stupid. I still feel like somebody needs to take out Embiid.
Well, why at this point if you just want to bury them and move on?
Yeah, that's...
Do what exactly?
I know. It's not the rational... I mean, the rational thing now is what they did yesterday. Just, you know, take the stomps, take the dirty plays, keep your head on. You know, don't lose focus.
Yeah, also because the Sixers are likely.
Win.
Yeah, likely because the Sixers are going home. So I'm with you. I want revenge. I'd love to see an elbow thrown his way, whatever it may be. But
yeah.
Then what? Risk getting somebody penalized for the next round? You don't want to do that.
That's the emotional side taking over. Pragmatically, it's dumb. It's dumb at this point.
You heard what Oakley had to say, right?
I didn't.
Ooh, Oakley said, I don't know the exact quote, but basically, like, that wouldn't fly with us. And somebody's got to send a message. You can't let them think that they could get away with that. Where was it, Hop? Did you see that Oakley, Charles Oakley spoke somewhere? Maybe news they had it. Somebody had it before the game, before game four.
Oh, before the game.
Yeah,
before, and it happened again.
Twice. I mean, that's why you send a message. So, you know,
I mean,
what I mean?
If
your dad doesn't punish you after the first time, you're going to do it again.
That's true.
So, I mean, you get away with it, and Embiid's thinking, well, what are they going to do? They're not going to do anything. They're soft. Oakley said something of the sort, like, somebody's got to send a message. That wouldn't be happening to us.
He didn't even have to say that. We already knew that, but it's, you know.
He said, I would have smacked him, was the quote.
Is that what he said?
Right, Hoff?
Oakley said. He's the best. He's a legitimate badass. How anybody would want to mess with that guy?
Hoff, a man, a few words today.
Yeah, he is very
Mike, right, Hoff? He goes, yeah. I'm doing a dove. Yeah, well, I mean, come on. Oh, man, trying to tee you up to get involved here, and you give me one word answer. What do you want to do? You want me to go to Boyle instead?
I would give the one word answer.
Instead of BT and I fighting today, I think Hoff is mad that you and I didn't continue fighting throughout the course of the show.
What? I enjoyed that spark.
Let's pull it back. Good.
Yeah, you know, Hoff loved the open. BT and I got into it, and it was a real get into it. This was no fake thing.
You know, we were into it.
And then Hoff didn't like that we kind of, you know, got away from that a little bit. Well, we didn't backtrack.
Well, I mean, it's hard to scream for 4 hours.
No, the energy, you guys crushed it in the beginning. Listen, not saying you don't crush it every second of the day.
It's
but
all right. You could be honest. You like the open, and then you get down on us. So now you
went
checked
a little
out.
Soft. You kind of pulled it at B.
And I can tell you checked out because I teed him up three times throughout the course of the show, and he's just like, huh, yeah, no. You're giving nothing.
I was also doing some other things on the side, too.
I'll tell you what, Patty B's not going to fumble that chance. You
right,
give him
right.
a, so that's, give a yard, he's taking a whole football field.
So, right, instead of us fighting in here, let's make them fight in there.
Don't bring me into this.
Oh, okay.
Turn those tables.
Hawks mad now.
He's not mad.
So I've never mad.
Hawk doesn't really, he gets agitated. I don't know that he gets, like, mad where he carries it for a while, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I let it out, and that's it.
Which is the best way to be. I can't stand people who are angry and just are passive aggressive and don't, you know, just flush it out.
Right.
Like talk and what are you mad about? What's the problem? Let's fix it. Well, let's move forward.
BT, you know who does that normally?
Who?
Your partner.
What?
Sal?
He sits on it for a little bit.
I don't think so, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
You think so, huh?
I don't think he does. Yeah.
I was going to say BT does that.
No.
What? I think we hashed it out during the first break. We're like, all right, we got an issue. Let's hash it out.
Yeah.
We've had, what do you mean? How many meetings have we had before with Spike where, you know.
Just saying.
What do you mean? How is this coming back to me?
You know why? You know why? He's trying to drive the wedge again.
He is.
He wants us to go out.
I was the one when we went to commercial. I was the one, right? I was like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
In break, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I mean, whether I was right or wrong for you, I didn't hide anything. I'm like, come on, what are we doing?
But that's what I'm saying.
Next one, and we're screaming at each other. Hey, what's going on?
Well, I mean,
are they up 3-1 or are they down 1-3?
I didn't say to come in talking about championship. You did.
I think they got a chance.
I mean, I can't let that go.
I think they got a chance.
That's what we talk about Brunson is great, and somehow it turns into, well, the Knicks can win a championship. I'm like, come on, bro. We can't win it. And then we start fighting about it.
Well, here's what's interesting. The Yanks and the Mets are just on temporary pause. The blood will be boiling at some point with those.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.